There are statistics and there are trends. The first tells you where we are, and the second gives you insight into the direction that we are headed. Here in New Jersey and elsewhere, the statistics show that a large number of people are still falling prey to opioids and dying. The trends reveal that overdose deaths are now starting to see a decline. My first guest today says that there's a major reason for this, which needs to be made more readily available. He is the president and CEO of Integrity House, which offers those dealing with addiction a variety of ways to recovery. Robert Budsock, thanks for being here today, sir.
Yes, thank you, Chris.
And learn more about the services and programs of Integrity House, their website, integrityhouse.org. You recently had an op-ed piece in the Star Ledger and other online as well at NJ.com. You are calling for the expansion of availability of what's called Narcan. Explain first what Narcan is for the listener who might not be fully aware of the value that this drug antidote, we could say, has for the addict.
Yeah. Yep. So Narcan is an opioid overdose drug. So what happens is that when you come upon someone who is in distress and appears to be overdosing from opiates, that Narcan is administered by injection or nasally, you know, through nasal, and it reverses the effects of the opiates that are in the person's system. What will happen is that when you administer the Narcan, the person will immediately come back to life and actually start experiencing withdrawal symptoms. And it's a very effective drug for saving lives of individuals that may have had an accidental overdose from opiates.
And the stats for 2019 so far shows that 9,280 Narcan incidents have taken place, majority males, average age 42. The range by county, Camden County with the most incidents with 1,882. Middlesex County, for example, around the middle was 678, and you would think in the rural areas, not so much. Well, smaller numbers, but still there's 69 in Sussex County, 69 in Warren County so far this year. So I guess, Robbie, you could say those were lives who might have been lost without Narcan.
Yes, yes. We're still losing about 3,000 individuals a year to accidental overdose in the state of New Jersey. And the thought of not having Narcan out in the streets and in the hands of people who come into contact with individuals that are using opiates, that number would be growing and it would be much higher.
Now, as things stand right now, what is the means of availability of Narcan?
So, first of all, most pharmacies throughout the state of New Jersey carry Narcan. And you could go to a pharmacy and you could purchase Narcan. In addition to that, back in June of this year, Governor Murphy declared a Narcan giveaway day where most pharmacies throughout the state of New Jersey had a stock of Narcan that they were giving away for free with no questions asked of the individual that went into the pharmacy. So there's definitely a stigma associated with someone that may, you know, have a child that's using drugs and they may want to have some Narcan in the house. So the beauty of this free giveaway day is that an individual could go to the pharmacy of their choice and walk in and obtain a dose, a unit of Narcan, without having to give any details as to why they wanted to secure the Narcan.
Regarding the day-to-day availability that Robert was referring to with area pharmacies, commercial pharmacies, depending on the county, I'm not going to go down the whole list, but there are numerous locations that, again, depending on the county, anywhere between 40 to over 100 locations. So with that as a current state of affairs with Narcan, Robert, Why do you feel there's a need for a greater expansion? Is it you talking about a greater expansion of availability or a greater expansion of the use of it?
So I believe that something else that I want to add, Chris, is that in addition to that free Narcan giveaway day, In addition to that, there are a couple of organizations in the state of New Jersey who have received grants, and these grants come from the federal government down to the state government down to the agency. One in particular is Robert Wood Johnson Medical School, which is part of Rutgers University, and they have a program to get Narcan out into the community. So they're here at Integrity House once a month doing a brief educational session for the community, and Narcan kits are available for the individuals that participate in that education session. Now, in addition to that, they are Robert Wood Johnson Medical School. They have staff that are going throughout the state of New Jersey holding these public sessions and trying to get the hands into staff who work in settings where individuals may be battling an opiate addiction, into schools, into libraries, into businesses. They're going to firehouses, police stations. We really want to get this life-saving drug into the hands of anyone who may encounter someone who's in distress from an opiate overdose. You know, the interesting thing that I hear, you know, our headquarters are in the city of Newark, and we also have facilities, throughout northern New Jersey. But, I hear of stories where individuals are using drugs, and frequently, you know, they may use a bathroom in a gas station, at a Starbucks, at a Dunkin' Donuts, in a library. And the more that we can get this life-saving drug out into the hands of the public and anyone that's in close contact to someone who's addicted to opioids, the more we could continue to save lives and to continue to see that number trend down in terms of the number of people who overdose and die every day or year.
So Robert Budsock, who is the president and CEO of Integrity House, their website integrityhouse.org, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. This is, and I came up with these stats too. These are from January through the end of July of this year, the number of opioid prescriptions dispensed. And it's, again, depending on the county, in the hundreds of thousands. So, Robert, the dynamite's out there, just a matter of people who are receiving these prescriptions. Do they have the self-control and the will not to fall into the addiction trap?
Yeah. So what happens is that, you know, we've definitely seen the trend that has declined between 2014 and 2018, where there are fewer opioid prescriptions being written in the state of New Jersey. So that's a good trend. And with the prescription opioids, in most cases, those drugs are just introducing the individual to the opiate high that they experience. So what'll happen is that someone, you know, if you write 10 prescriptions to 10 different people, you know, 9 of the individuals will use the drug as prescribed and not have any problems. But that 10th person, you know, maybe 1 in 10 actually will be predisposed to addiction, and they'll get that taste of opiate and they'll want more and more of it. So they'll continue to ask the doctor for more of the drug. When the doctor cuts them off, they'll start doctor shopping and go see other doctors to get the drug. Once that runs out and they can no longer, they're just cut off in terms of their supplies of prescription opiates, they go to the street drug. So when it comes to opiates, OxyContin is a drug of choice. OxyContin comes in different milligram tablets, for example, and usually the cost on the street is $1 per milligram. So if someone has a habit that requires, you know, 100 milligrams a day of OxyContin, it will cost $100 a day. Now, what's happening in New Jersey, there's so much heroin, which happens to be mixed with fentanyl, or sometimes it's straight fentanyl out on the streets, that as opposed to coming up with $100 a day to get the OxyContin, individuals will quickly shift over to heroin on the street, and they could probably get the same high for, you know, $10, $20, or $30 that would require them to, you know, as opposed to buying the drugs illegally off the streets, the pharmaceuticals off the streets.
So the whole idea where a lot of people thought that the pharmacists and the doctors limiting patients to a 7-day supply before, instead of auto refills, they thought, a lot of people thought that was going to be a game changer, just sent people into the black market.
Yep. That's kind of the unintended consequence of that, is that, you know, it's we definitely need to limit the amount of opioid prescriptions. But when you have that individual that has the predisposition to become addicted to opiates, what they will do, they will, if they can no longer get it from the doctor, they'll quickly go to the black market to obtain the opiate. So that's where the Narcan's important, and probably most importantly, Narcan's not treatment. Narcan does save lives, and it keeps the person alive long enough for them to connect with the appropriate treatment. So Narcan saves the lives, but then what an individual needs, they need, you know, intensive treatment for their substance use disorder, and that's what programs like Integrity House do.
And that's the other part of the equation that, unfortunately, too often gets missed, because if I'm an addict and I know, well, I like to cross the line, they're going to come in with Narcan, bring me back, I really don't have to worry about crossing the line anymore. Without that treatment element, and I was looking at the Integrity House website, from short-term, long-term, halfway, outpatient, supportive housing, it's a matter of a safety net and a team around a person to get them out of that addiction. It's not a one-on-one battle all the time.
Yes. And what's important, when someone's in the grips of addiction, it's frequently they end up in very dark places. They end up very isolated, and it's a really painful, lonely life when someone is addicted to opiates. And when they come to a program like Integrity House, we promote the therapy, the social interaction, and work with individuals to give them the tools to drug refusal skills, and at the same time allow their brain to just settle down and to rewire itself, where they start getting pleasure from good, healthy things in life. And also at the same time, what we found is very important is community, is that, you know, heroin equals isolation, dark places. Treatment equals community, socialization, and positive ways to feel good about yourself.
Integrity House has locations all throughout the state for long-term, short-term, halfway in Newark and Secaucus, outpatient admissions in Jersey City, Newark, Morris Plains, and Toms River. You can go over to integrityhouse.org, find out the contact info, find out more about the programs for yourself or someone in your life who has fallen into that darkness of addiction, and help everyone realize there is a way out of it, and it's not these quick and easy, what's the good, Hollywood recoveries that we see.
But Chris, there's no quick fix.
No, that's not
no quick fix. It's not quick and easy. There's a lot of hard work, commitment involved, but people can and do recover.
It is possible, as you'll see with the services and programs at Integrity House, integrityhouse.org. We've been joined by their president and CEO, Robert Budsock. Robert, thanks so much for the info, the greater understanding that you help all of us get about this issue. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Chris.